Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Right, well, we are going to move on now because we are going to talk a little bit about football. Last week, we put children's sport under the microscope with our panel on coaching and we got a huge reaction. So we're going to move it on a little bit and we are joined now by Stephen Finn, who is organising the Irish Football Parents Conference. Stephen, welcome to Game On.
How are you all doing?
Yeah, we're flying, besides Dunica's terrible editing. Other than that, we're grand.
Hunger gets to me, Stephen. You know the way.
I know the pain.
So, Stephen, we just had Gareth Farley on there and I know he's going to be speaking at your conference. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, Gareth will be one of the main speakers. He has a fantastic playing background, but also, you know, great knowledge to share because he went through some tough times at the start of his career, which was highly publicised, dealing with maybe the culture of the club he was at when he was young. And then at the back end of his career, he experienced some of the unsavoury side of football where, you know, financial predators, I suppose, were capitalising on a lot of people in football, selling them, mis-selling, I suppose, products, which then cost them problems later in their life. And then Gareth learned from that experience and went into education and now is a very highly qualified legal professional. So someone like him is interesting because he basically realised later in his life that he needed to add to his education. But I think what we're seeing more and more now is that young players should try to balance their educational needs with their sporting aspirations. And I suppose from my experience of being around the game a long time, I met many parents who were obviously very delighted when their son, at that time it was generally boys, but now we're seeing girls going over as well. We're getting contracts in the UK, but basically parking their education or going into an education option with their clubs, which were not really fit for purpose if it didn't work out. So the idea then, like, I've been coaching, I was involved as an analyst with some of the Ireland underage teams when I worked for the FAI myself, and I coached with Shelbourne in the Underage National League. So, you know, I've met parents over many years, and I always felt that if we could help give them a little bit more knowledge, they could maybe help their children understand not to put all the eggs in one basket, as the saying goes, and try and have a balanced approach to their education and their sporting careers.
So the conference is going to cover all of that?
Yeah, so it's a long day. Initially, we're starting off with Anya McNamara, who is probably one of the top researchers into player development in Europe, I'd say. She sort of laid the pathway from the research that's shown how, you know, some of the stuff that kind of would catch you by surprise, like a lot of the players who reached the top of professional football didn't come from a background where, say, their dad was a good player. It was more from parents who were present but detached enough, people who, you know, let the child grow as a player themselves. So she's got a huge amount of research. Then we'll have some more research elements. Then we'll go into, we have presenters Ian Byrne, who is a former school teacher, who shows how you can balance your education with your football, because obviously there's huge demands on a young person's time. And then we have first-hand experience from the likes of Gareth, Anya O'Gorman, Kieran Brady, whose career was ended by injury. And then we have parents of players who are currently in the UK right now. Plus we also have Ian Herding from Southampton, whose day job is working with the parents and with the young players in the academy at Southampton. So making sure those players are maintaining their educational needs. So it's a really detailed day, but it's something that I think any parent who has a child who dreams of being a professional sports person would benefit from. So hopefully we'll get a big attendance at DCU.
Is that who you're looking to? Like the cream, if you know what I'm saying? The
really,
talented
no,
kid that might have the opportunity?
Well, if you think about it, like, you know, we all know the kid who at 11 looked like he was going to be an inter-county player in Gaelic, or was going to definitely be a soccer superstar or a rugby superstar, who never fulfilled their potential. So the guys who make it are often the ones that were probably didn't think they could make it, and they just stayed the journey the longest. But now what we're seeing is, like, with the under-13 National League, the under-15 National League, there's a huge amount of young people who are playing at a very high level at underage football in Ireland who potentially could have the offer one day, do you want to become a professional? And then they've got big decisions to make. Do I maintain my education? Do I stay in Ireland? Do I leave? And so we want to make sure that those parents whose kid could find this opportunity presented to them at some stage at least have a bit of knowledge so that they can make a decision based on that information rather than anecdotal information, I suppose.
Absolutely. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us on Game On. We're going to take a break.
Game on 2FM.
With Gillette's InGuard Sensitive, the first razor of its kind designed to stop irritation on sensitive skin. So say bye-bye to shave irritation and razor bumps. Gillette, the best a man can get.